We have three main arguments. Number one is that the system is deteriorated again into a state property tax. And the real question there is whether the state is relying so heavily on local property taxes to do the state's business that for all practical purposes, local districts don't have meaningful discretion over their own local taxes. So that's one issue, is the state property tax issue. We also believe the system is not adequate, particularly for our low-income kids and English language learners, because we don't have a system that matches up with our expectations. We do not have a funding system that's actually designed to support getting all kids to the standards that we've set for all kids. And then finally, we believe there are equity issues in our funding system. And inequities, we believe the Supreme Court has said very clearly that you don't solve inequities just by pulling the top down. You know, that making schools not as good is not the way to solve the equity problem. What our Supreme Court has very clearly said is you equalize up to your standards. You know, in other words, you decide what it takes to support the high standards that we've set for all schools, and you equalize or give all districts access to the resources they need to meet those high standards.
When we look at a district like, say, Arlington, and then, well, it could be any two districts, you know, and compare Highland Park and Duncanville, and there's a per
right.
pupil amount that the state contributes. Is that part of that equity argument?
It's part of the equity argument, but I want to be clear that, you know, our view of this and what we think the Supreme Court has said in past decisions is when you see those kind of disparities, you don't solve the disparity simply by saying, well, we can fix this, we'll just pull the top down.
Meaning the wealthier districts get less.
Right, yeah. How does that make schools better in Texas? We think the Supreme Court has said, looking at those who have less, you say focus on lifting all boats, so to speak, to the standards that we've set, to the high standards that we've set. In Texas, we think that's the right way to approach the equity issue,